Curry campaigned on public safety and neighborhood improvement, which is why he says the recent state appropriations are a win. The budget includes $250,000 to hire more police officers, $900,000 for an ex-offender reentry program, $200,000 for stormwater improvements, and $500,000 for the Moncrief-Dinsmore Bridge on the north side.
You know, when you talk about roads in vulnerable neighborhoods, if the roads aren't as they're supposed to be, that impedes economic development, that impedes people's ability to get a job, impedes businesses growing in that neighborhood.
Curry says the city received 90% of the funding it asked for, but Fernandina Beach Republican Senator Aaron Bean says Governor Rick Scott vetoed a project on his wish list, $1 million for the St. John's River Ferry.
Your Duval delegation has argued for a long time that ferry is a continuation of a state road, A1A, that just happens to cross a river, and we think it's well worth the investment of capital improvements.
Overall, Bean agrees with Curry, though. This was a good legislative session for Jacksonville. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.